This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala this morning. He was accompanied by Governor Arif Mohammed Khan, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and Minister of State for Tourism, Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi. Later, Prime Minister Modi reached Churalmala, one of the areas badly hit by the massive landslide on the 30th of last month. The army has built a 190-feet Bailey Bridge at Churalmala across River Iruvanipura, which facilitates faster movement of heavy earth-moving equipment and army personnel to the landslide-hit areas. The Prime Minister interacted with the army personnel and with those involved in the rescue and relief work. From Churalmala, he proceeded to the WIMS hospital and a relief camp at the St. Joseph's School at Mepadi and interacted with the survivors. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed the need for banks to focus on core banking. She said this while addressing the media after holding a meeting with the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank of India in New Delhi today. She asked banks to prioritize their vital business, which is mobilizing deposits and lending funds. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, who was also present in the meeting, said banks are free to decide rates of interest, as he informed that interest rates on deposits and lending are deregulated. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civil award by President José Ramos Horta, at the Presidential Palace in Dili. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said India and Timor-Leste shared a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu said both the countries are exploring the possibility of Timor-Leste joining the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. On the other hand, President Horta hailed India's democratic ethos and called for assistance in IT digital infrastructure, medical and pharmaceutical sectors and capacity building. President Murmu also held a bilateral discussion with Prime Minister K. Rala Sanana Gusmão, wherein MOUs were exchanged on cooperation between Prasar Bharati and Radio Television Timor-Leste, visa waiver for official and diplomatic passport holders and cooperation on cultural exchange program. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is committed to deepen ties with the Maldives for the benefit of people of both the countries and the region. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a three-day official visit to the Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President Dr. Mohamed Moizu. Dr. Jaishankar also met the island nation's Defence Minister Mohamed Hassan Mamoun. They discussed defence and security cooperation, joint initiatives for maritime security and shared interest in maintaining peace and stability in the region. The External Affairs Minister also met the Economic Development and Trade Minister, Minister of Finance and Governor of the Maldives Monetary Authority. Later, Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated water and sanitation projects in 28 islands of the Maldives virtually. In Bangladesh, Supreme Court Chief Justice Obaidul Hassan has decided to resign from his post. He will submit his resignation letter to the President after completing some formalities, he told the media present at the Supreme Court premises this afternoon. His decision came following a student's protest on Saturday morning, where he and judges of the appellate division were given an ultimatum to resign by 1 p.m. Earlier today, the students gathered in the Supreme Court premises and demanded the Chief Justice and other judges to resign by 1 p.m. Otherwise, they threatened to besiege their residences. At the Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Ritika Huda lost to top-seeded Medet Kizi Aiperi of Kyrgyzstan in the quarterfinals of women's 76-kilogram freestyle event. Ritika will now have to rely on the repechage round to win a medal. In golf, Aditi Ashok and Deeksha Dagar, who did not have the best of outings yesterday, will feature in the final round of the women's event today. So far, India have won 6 medals, including 1 silver and 5 bronze medals. World Lion Day is being celebrated today. In Gujarat, the state-level celebration of World Lion Day will be organized at Sasan Gir in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel. And with that, we end this news bulletin.